It's Wednesday, June 16th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Police in Alberta, Canada arrested Pastor Tim Stevens on Monday for holding outdoor worship services that violated provincial coronavirus restrictions. Fairview Baptist Church moved to outdoor services after Alberta Health Services closed their building earlier this month. Listen to the heart cry of Pastor Stevens' children as they say tearful goodbyes to their father, who's sitting in the back of a police car.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, guys.
The restrictions used to arrest pastors did not stop Alberta's head of government, Jason Kenney, from holding a dinner this month that did not comply with health orders. Matthew 23, verse 27 says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness." Adding insult to injury, Canada is now celebrating, quote, Pride season, end quote, not just, quote, Pride month, end quote. The season lasts from June through September in celebration of sexually perverted lifestyles. By contrast, the Eastern European country of Hungary is considering a bill to ban material that promotes homosexuality and transgenderism in schools, media, and advertisements. Scotland's City of Edinburgh Council will pay over $35,000 in damages to Destiny Church. The city canceled the church's three-day conference last year over the Christian beliefs of guest speaker Pastor Larry Stockstill on the issue of sexuality and marriage. After facing a legal challenge, the city apologized and acknowledged it acted unlawfully. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed the Moment of Silence in Public Schools bill into law on Monday. The bill requires public schools to begin each day with at least a minute of silence. It gives students a moment of quiet reflection, which could include prayer. During a press conference, DeSantis said he wanted to protect religious liberty in schools.
We think it's something that's important to be able to provide each student the ability every day to be able to reflect and to be able to pray as they see fit. The idea that you can just push God out of every institution and be successful, I'm sorry, our founding fathers did not believe that.
300 pro-lifers joined the first ever national men's march in Washington, D.C. last Saturday. Stephen Imbarato, the organizer, called on men to be part of the solution to the problem of abortion.
The culture of death want to marginalize men and tell men it's not any of your business. And I think that that's why, considering the story of Adam and Eve, Adam not standing up for Eve, protecting Eve, and then blaming Eve and God when he gets called out, this goes back to, you know, the Garden of Paradise and the original sin. So I think men need to stand up and stand up for women, try to protect women from being wounded, and of course, protect the most vulnerable, our babies.
1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14 says, "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love." The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is holding their annual meeting this week. The bishops are set to discuss whether politicians who hold unbiblical views can receive communion. Some bishops are calling for President Joe Biden to be barred from communion over his support for abortion and sexually perverted lifestyles. Blake Hall, CEO of ID.me, told Axios that unemployment fraud during the COVID-19 pandemic could have reached $400 billion. That amounts to half of all the unemployment benefits dished out by the U.S. government over the last year. Haywood Talkove, the CEO of LexisNexis Risk Solutions, estimates that 70% of the stolen benefits went to criminal groups in China, Nigeria, and Russia. Half of the U.S. population over 12 years of age has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, according to the CDC. Meanwhile, more states are reopening. On Friday, Illinois lifted nearly all of their coronavirus restrictions, and on Tuesday, New York lifted all coronavirus restrictions. Susan Thomas in Austin, Texas, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. She said, quote, "I read The Worldview every day. I often read the first report about persecution and go to my knees in prayer. I use The Worldview as a primary source of news and for issues to bring before God in prayer," end quote. And Justin Ogle in Katy, Texas, said, quote, "The Worldview in 5 minutes newscast has been a go-to source of news for me and my family for several months now. It has been a breath of fresh air in regards to honest, straightforward news through a biblical lens as compared to the ever-increasing bias in the mainstream media. Thank you. In fact, we wouldn't mind if it became The Worldview in 10 minutes," end quote. Finally, toward our goal of raising $16,250 by this Friday, 9 Worldview listeners have contributed. Our thanks to Todd in Cedar Ridge, Colorado, who pledged $5 a month for a gift of $60, Brianne in Highland, New York, who pledged $10 per month for a gift of $120, Jeffrey in Forest Hill, Maryland, who gave $20, and Carla in Nampa, Idaho, who gave $25. We also appreciate Kenrick in Mechanic, New Brunswick, Canada, who pledged $25 per month for a gift of $300, Bob in Cosmopolis, Washington, for a gift of $50, Tom in Georgetown, Ontario, Canada, and Richard in Arlington, Washington, each of whom gave $100, and an anonymous donor in Knightstown, Indiana, who gave $500. Combined, those 9 donations add up to $1,275. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $1,400 has been donated toward our goal of $16,250 by this Friday. That means we need to find 12 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months and another 24 more people to pledge $25 per month for 12 months. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right and make sure to select the box for it to be a recurring donation if that's your wish. Can you help? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, June 16th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.